Radio Saudi. Saudi Digital.
Ay, cut up the station, it's about that time for Fila. Most likely he a small fry if he won't stamp by Beehive. It's one in one station only, they got the streets on fire. So please do not touch the dial, cut we finna go live.
What's happening? Of course, you know it's your boy Beehive Radio shouting. Hey, man, I got a friend and family member to the show, an A-Town legend and icon off in this thing, the Juke Man himself, Young Ryan. What's good with it, boss?
What's happening? Blessing to be here, my brother.
Man, same thing here, Juke.
Yes, sir.
I mean, now, first of all, you know, I ain't just seen you the other weekend at the Falcons game, man. You know, they brought out all of the mandatory legends in this thing and saluted them. Can you just talk to me, Jug, about how that made you feel in that moment in time celebrating 50 years of hip-hop with the Falcons and all of your A-Town compadres, man?
Man, I'm still talking about this to this day. You feel what I'm saying? Like, bro, I feel like I was in a place where I always prayed to be at.
Mm.
Like, I always, you know what I'm saying, wanted to know, like, my worth in the game.
Mm.
But being around so many people that abuse your worth and your, you know what I'm saying, your value, you don't really know. Some people probably didn't know the value in me or didn't know the worth. But just being around the people who know or who care about it, who actually ain't ashamed to show, you know what I'm saying, the appreciation or show, you know what I'm saying? Me, my respect for what I done did to the game.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's like they acknowledged that. And it was people that I looked up to, like who I didn't even think know my name. You know what I'm saying?
Because
I always felt the certain way about who I was in the business. But after that Falcon game, man, I really felt like, yeah, I am a part of 50 years of hip hop.
You know I mean, when Killer Kill from the Ville dropped the love on you, though, man, I mean, what was going through your mind at that time?
Man, Killer Mike always been like the same real dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Honestly, like Killer Mike always been, you know what I'm saying? Always when he seen me, we got records, like older records, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he always told, man, my favorite ad lib you do is Shabu. That's my joke. Shabu, Shabu. You know what I'm saying? We got a record. Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hard. Back then, like
come
hard.
On,
we did a couple records, but Killer like one of the ones, bro, that I look up to in the game as a leader.
Yeah.
Like, that's the type of people, if I'm going to follow some, I'm going to follow a leader.
Come on now.
The right leader, though. You know what I'm saying?
Come on now.
Kill a real leader. Like, he don't switch up in front of
nobody.
Other people that he feel like maybe bigger than him or maybe more beneficial to him.
Yeah.
He going to treat you the same way. You know what I'm saying? He always got that same character, always
exactly.
The same person. And same energy, never
come
change.
On.
So it was like for him to say that, and he done told me that before.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he ain't ashamed to say that to the world.
Come on now.
That's why it was so big.
Yeah.
Because people know it's people around, bro, that should tell me that never gonna tell me that because they just pride won't let them say, Jewel, you doing your thing.
Exactly.
Or you the GOAT, or you the reason, or what. But they are always belittling me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just to hear so much good about me, I done to impact other people's life and careers, I'm like, wow. I thought it was going unnoticed, but it just was going unnoticed to the wrong people.
You know what? During what you just said, I'm going to have to do a whole nother show and a whole nother panel on this in the industry about how we feel being in the game and when you don't know if you're receiving the right acknowledgement of the work that you put in. However, the people, if I go out on the street,
right?
You see what I'm saying? It's a different.
I speak on that
all
the time.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
When I talk to the people about the Jug Man, it's love to the 100th damn power.
Right.
However, maneuvering in this industry, that's why I tell folks too, you got to have a strong ass mind getting into this game.
You got to, bro.
Folks will tell they'll tell you down. They're just gonna tell you down.
Man,
even though you the GOAT.
That's crazy. You said that, bro. I got to quote my man Milk.
Yeah.
OG Milk, one of my buddies, right?
Yeah.
He sent me a quote and say, the black sheep of your family and friends, the black sheep always gonna get towed down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but everything in this message that he sent me, I say every day, like, people think they playing me for this.
Mm-hmm.
But when I speak on it, it's a problem.
Yeah.
the longest they can play me, I'm a good dude. But soon as I say something, a highlight is a problem. You know what I'm saying? But the whole time, bro, people know your worth, but they know you don't. They think you don't know it. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I was looking at that video, bro. It confirmed so much about. Yeah. Because sometimes I say something, I'm overthinking.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. I can't. But really, that confirmed, like, bro, your intuition is everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I know now for a fact. I know I'm him. I don't care what nobody else think or nobody else feel. I know I'm somebody in this business, and I know I became a somebody doing it the real way. I ain't never said I was perfect. I done made a few mistakes, but me, I'm a man. I ain't never been too big to apologize if I'm wrong.
Yeah,
you know, I admit I'm wrong, but
yeah.
A lot of folk, bro, wake up intentionally to do wrong or to hate or to do evil because it ain't them. Just because it ain't them, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Or it ain't they people. But, you know, they're just the game right now. I just tend, like I say, I follow the right people, though, if I'm a follower, but I'm my own man.
Exactly.
But a lot of what's going on, people following that, thinking everything about money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can get a bag of chips, bro. You can go get a small bag of chips out the store. If you somebody who supposed to be having a lot of money, they gonna, oh, bro, he got the little bag. Why you get the big bag?
Homie just got the little bag.
Everything about money.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, I just seen, bro, he was in a little regular car. Why he ain't have no goddamn Hellcat?
Exactly.
Bro, can't be. Man, he might have didn't like no Hellcat,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
He might have wanted to get the little bag of chill. He might have got, the little bag of chill might have been for a baby.
Come on.
But it just, they don't even give you the benefit of doubt when you, everything about money, everything.
Yeah.
And it's always the people who speak on money the most who ain't got no money. Or who ain't never had no money. Or who talking about somebody else's money. The main conversations every day, bro, is people, a group of people sitting around talking about other people's success, and they ain't even trying to be successful at all.
Come on now. I mean, but Jug, what got you back in that mode, sir?
Man, just dealing with so much doubt, bro, around, like, and going through so much, you know what I'm saying, personal problem with people, bro, that I'm really lowering my standards for. I'm really belittling who God blessed me to be for them and everybody. And what really made me think about it, bro, I looked at everybody that done been around me, like, feel like they stepped in or feel like I'm that person.
Yeah.
I was that dude. Guess what, bro? I sit back and I look. It ain't nobody that came around me and went down. Everybody came around me and went up.
Come on now.
Even if they give me the credit for it or not, I ain't saying I changed nobody's life, but I'm damn sure was an assist in that. You know what I'm saying? People won't even acknowledge that, bro. They want all the credit for anything I do. You know what I'm saying? And I get out here, I done did a lot of stuff with nothing. You know what I'm saying? And it just looked like something because I know how to do that. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I know how to do that. That's what I learned how to do that. I learned how not to quit. I ain't learned how to go hate when I ain't got it for me. I learned how to go get it for me. Make a way. If I got to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I ain't gonna try to skip over 2 and go to 3.
Come on,
I know for a fact I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He might just had to do 1, and he's straight.
Exactly.
My life set up, I got to do all 5.
Come on now. I mean, nah, I'm with you.
Cause it set up. I got other people, bro. I ain't no selfish person.
Yeah.
And I ain't never cashed a rap check, got no rap money for real. I done made a living off rap because of my name and the fans and the people around me that care about me and support. But honestly, bro, if I had what a lot of people had, even the real support like other people had, bro, so many more people be straight. You think I don't help folks? A lot of folks done came up off using me.
Yeah.
I came up off just working they move. And to me, you ain't work a move because I allowed that. I like to see people doing better than me.
Exactly.
Because I feel like I got another person I can go to if something go bad. But
exactly.
That ain't what they did it for. They motives weren't my motive. They did it for them and they people. They'll take from your house and put your bricks into their, you know what I'm saying?
Now, so, I'm with you.
Now, you know how I go.
When you linked up with Nard and Beto, man, I mean, what was that chemistry like? And then how long had it been since y'all had been in the studio cranking
man,
shit up?
A long time.
Yeah.
A long time. We not... A long time. We got a whole, bro, what's crazy, we got a whole nother project. We ain't never put out 16 songs.
What?
When we got back in the project because I was in a different mindset in there. And them songs hard.
Yeah.
They the truth. And they still can come out. But
yeah.
I was in another mode. And when we sat down, we talked And we were like, you know what? Well, I'm back in that mode. I'm in a whole nother feel. I feel different. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's my time and I'm going to take advantage of it for me this time, not for nobody else. And then when I got Nard and B right here, you know what I'm saying? What else can I do besides they saying, let's do this together? I'm like, okay, let's do it. This a classic. This going to be a classic project. And they were like, well, let's just put that. No, I said, well, we put them songs out. How we going to do it? They were like, no. How you and Parlay going right now? Woo. Y'all might well just you might well just do, just gonna just do all new songs because you in a different mode.
Yeah.
I like, you know what? You right. Start recording, set up the times, going now. We just work. If I if I'm coming out with something that I don't feel like that's it, that ain't ashamed to say, hey, we want that Ralph.
Yeah.
We want that Ralph. So I'll be like, okay, help me out.
But you see, now let me jump in here, Ralph. First of all, Money Appetite, I done got hungry again in this thing, sir. I had to quote you. But that was that Ralph when I listened to that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? See, what I see, when I heard you and Lay back in there going crazy, that was that Lay and that was that Ralph.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And that's what I want. I'm a fan of them niggas. See, what happens is I see this with a lot of artists. There always comes a time to where y'all be around these young-ass niggas and they pop it like hell and they say, Ralph, come in here and jam with me. And y'all go in there and jam with them niggas, but y'all get on their shit with them instead of bringing them niggas to y'all shit.
Right.
And then y'all niggas get back to y'all shit and that's where we at over here. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So when I'm hearing that, man, it make me feel good on the inside because the tracks, that's that Nard and B shit right there. I fucks with them boy. But
oh, yeah.
Then when I'm hearing the Jug going crazy in the mix at the same time, I'm like, that's him right there all over again. Face and body for the ladies. I mean, you ain't lead them out. You ain't lead them out.
That's going to be one. Call, get what?
Talk to me.
I'm talking about everything.
Yeah.
And then, you know, every day, bro, it's a woman that got to go do something.
Yeah.
Not just the ratchet ones. The ratchet one got shit to do too, but
yeah.
It's some women that got something to do every day. Like
yeah.
A meeting, go to the folks. Some ladies like to look presentable everywhere they go.
Facts.
Well, they don't care. They going to the gas station, man.
Yeah.
They going to get their hair together.
Come on.
They going to get their nails together. Some girls can't go a day without, what you say, I need a fill-in. You don't even know what they talking about. You don't even see what they talking about.
Done.
They gets every day face and body. They care about their body like, pretty. And
exactly.
It's all shape, forms, and sizes.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody, all females right now in a day or time care about their face and body.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, at this point, everybody want to be seen and everybody want to be famous, though, Jug.
At this point, that was one
you
of
see
my,
what I'm
that
saying?
That was the last Rush record on the tape. We had all the songs done, okay. But I had one more song to do, right?
You had to get it off your
and
chest.
And I said, I've got to do one. And I came over at this point.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? Because it's like, at this point, like, everybody doing stuff for attention. Everybody doing stuff for fame.
Yeah.
Everybody say they trap. Everybody say everybody say they gangster.
Come on.
I don't want to be no gangster.
Come
I just
on.
Want to be Jewel. I want to be Young Ralph. That's
exactly.
All I want to be. Know what I'm saying? A gangster supposed to be a switch.
Come on. You're supposed to cut
to turn
it on.
On.
Exactly.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
What
when it's time to be. You know what I'm saying? If you really go look at all the real gangsters, bro, gangsters respectful. They do good deeds.
Exactly.
They ain't just gangster to everybody to show that I got power. That ain't what gangsters do. A lot of these folks, again, got the wrong leaders. They got leaders that ain't never did what they sending telling other folk to do.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like they don't know. So though I say we need more Killer Mics, more Goody Mobs.
Come
more
on,
Gilps,
man.
You know
come
what I'm saying?
On. More Dungeon Family.
And, you know, we need more of that. You know what I'm saying? We need more of that, bro. We like for real. So that's why I'm at. Like, I'm wanna be me show folk. It's fun. It's cool to have fun. It's cool to laugh. Cool
exactly.
To joke. Cool to do your thing and be cool.
Come
you ain't
on.
Gotta be like nobody else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that just where my thing at.
Answer me this then, Jude, because this has been something that wore out a lot of people. Lil Wayne, he was on his podcast, and he said that he got depressed when he heard Andre 3000 say that he felt like he was too old to rap, man.
I don't feel like that. I don't feel like that because you know where that come from?
Talk to
me. It's come from people around and the people that follow again, that follow. Bro. I don't care who's saying it could be a 5-year-old. If it make me feel a certain way and if it get me through my day, I'm gonna listen to it. Like, it ain't about no age. It ain't about nothing. I learned that, and once that hit in my head, but I used to think that, because people tell you, man, I like this song. They be like, bro, you ever thought about doing this? Yeah. It's like they go around you and they make you feel like, damn, well, I might need to think about doing something else. Mm. No, God set this for me. Exactly. And he's going to let me know when it's time.
Exactly.
If I walked outside my door and folks just, hey, man, you don't need to drop no. What you doing, man? That music, last shit you dropped was whack.
Yeah.
Bro, I get the opposite.
Exactly.
Everywhere I go, man, when the music coming?
Come on.
Where you been, bro? Oh, that lad, you hard.
Exactly.
Well, hey, bro, you killing them. Hey, bro, I'm proud of you. You deserve that.
Exactly.
Bro, I done heard more. I deserve this more than anything right now.
Exactly.
It's most shocking to me that this tape doing so good and my single doing so good and everybody getting back in tune and I'm in places that I should have been in now. It's shocking to me more than to the people.
Damn.
Like, real talk, bro. It's most shocking. And it's shocking to a lot of people that doubted me, too. So it kind of wishy-washy. A lot of folk happy, but a lot of folk happy mad.
Talk about the happy mad.
Like,
no
a lot of folk act like they happy, bro. Yeah. They do stuff to make people think they happy for you.
Yeah.
And because the folks go with what they see, bro, and they believe anything. But action speak louder than the word, you know what I'm saying? A lot of folk show me, bro, they ain't happy for me. They expression sure when I said. That's why I brag a lot on myself now and my accomplishment.
Yeah.
Cause it ain't for other folk to be happy about it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's for me to be happy. I'm happy that, man, this storm I've been going through, cause it ain't been no easy career for me, bro. Like at all. But I ain't never just complained to whine. Now I don't got in my feeling.
Yeah.
Recipe to trouble. Trouble don't tell.
Trouble
tell me, bro. You gotta start letting this shit get to you, bro. You gotta stand on jewel. You somebody. And no matter what I go through, bro, that don't define who I am.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I done been through a lot of shit. I done helped a lot of folk get through their shit while I was going through my shit. You can't say nothing about me but being real, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I done helped more artists than people that got labels. I done helped more artists than folk that got real millions. Tell you why? Because I ain't ashamed to help them.
Exactly.
It's a few people I got to still get back in touch with. We probably ain't finished the business, but that's normal. You know what I'm saying? I caught be in the situation. Thing didn't go with plan, but a lot of these folk won't even take the time out to respond back to a DM from these folk. Like, they make it seem like the more money to get, you different.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, you just got more money.
Answer me this then, Jude. With you being a go-to guy for a lot of folks in the industry, man, how do you feel like the people that you help, once the money came in, how do you feel like it impacted them? And was there anybody that you seen get the money remain solid at the same time?
No, not too many, bro. I'm just being real. Hell no.
Yeah.
Not too many. You know what I'm saying? Not too many. I can count on a couple fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of folks who I help, bro, they got the money and the fame and help and winning bread on other people.
Mm.
They went in. You see them with other people, and they won't even acknowledge that. Damn, Jude was right here first, bro.
Yeah.
Ralph's gave me that opportunity, but first, they was around people that could have gave them the opportunity, platforms. I gave my platform, whether it was small, big, I acknowledged that.
I'm here. I see you.
I see you, bro. They might don't see you.
Exactly.
But I see you, bro. I don't care about the money.
Yeah.
Half of the folk didn't pay me to do the real shit I did. Bro, you can't pay me to do some of the shit I do.
Yeah.
You can't pay me to give you some of the numbers. You can't pay me to set up this situation for you, what I did. People can't repay me for that, bro. But they repay me by saying, fuck me. And they action, but I don't be tripping, you know what I'm saying? Cause like I say, people act like they fuck with me, bro, and they do it just to get whatever they want to fuck with me on.
Yeah.
But I don't be tripping, cause the more I fuck with people and keep being me, the more God just keep blessing me, bro.
Exactly.
Like the more they try to tear me down, bro, and I don't be even understanding. Sometimes it'll get to me in spirit, meaning I ain't stunning, but I think it's still up here.
Yeah.
He'll come and let me know, bro. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry. Not even on no bitter, evil, you know, angry. No, I just get more happy because get what I know, bro. I walk out and I see somebody who gonna tell me something good about myself.
Come on now.
Some good. Somebody gonna tell me something good about myself, bro. Like, and what I've done and what they see and get what I know. Bro, we all got the same eye, bro.
Thanks.
So if they seeing it and all these people seeing it, and if the Killer Mikes and the DJ Toomps and the Jellies, you know what I'm saying? And all these people that don't pay the way the grid screeches, all these people, bro, can say, Jewel, you so real. And Jewel's solid. Jewel ain't been nothing but real. Everybody, bro, everybody who I encounter say that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody not going to say that because, of course, everybody don't think the same way. But, bro, for majority of this shit, man, I've been so solid. Bro, I did what they say you supposed to do.
Answer me this, though, Jude. in your 50 years of hip-hop experience, man, what were the times that you might not even known that you was making an impact, but when you look back over your career, you like, damn, I was impactful as hell at that moment. Whether it was something little that you did or something big that you did.
Man, I used to take, well, I'm going to say a couple things. I used to just get up and just go to school, go like the different places, just take little pieces. We might just go spend a couple hundreds on the hot and ready pieces. Just go take them, pass them out.
Yeah.
Different, you know what I'm saying, folks who left fortunate.
Yeah.
I done got their gear backs and I ain't got my kid Christmas and shit yet.
Yeah.
I ain't even gave them. They probably looking like, the hell my daddy doing? Like, what the, like, cause I ain't never been able to, not saying, like, they don't want for shit. I'm saying we scrape, but I'm just saying still, like.
But still, it's Christmas time, nigga. We want it all.
I'm gonna make sure, we gonna make sure everything happen, cause I was blessed to have the moms that I got for my daughters and my son. They gonna make sure shit straight. So if something is, and then they got families that's
they doing
their
thing.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just like, G-Way.
Yeah.
Young and Bad and Sally, like, Lil Hoot Dawg, that's family.
Yeah.
That's real family. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of them. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, bro. I feel like me doing so many features with artists that couldn't even believe I answered their DM.
Mm.
And but we helping each other no matter what, bro. I got real, I probably ain't got the rap chick, but I got real rap bills.
Yeah.
been had them and ain't that tried to downsize, bro. I like the pressure. I like pressure keep me going, even though it frustrates me.
Yeah.
Pressure keep me going. I get out here and I run wild, but
exactly.
Get what? I can downgrade and make it easy,
exactly.
But they're going to make me.
It's going to downgrade you.
I don't know how to do that.
Come on,
so
now.
I'd rather keep being the person that folks think they stepping over to get where they need to be. But long as I got somebody where they need to be or they feel like they got their motor to get where, I still won, bro, because I did something for somebody.
Exactly.
Whether they show the appreciation or not. I still won, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it is what it is.
Who were the artists that you loved growing up or just during your time being alive on this earth that you listened to, that you enjoyed, that you say, you know what, that's a damn good rapper, and I'm a fan of that motherfucker?
Gilt.
Yeah.
That my dog.
Come on, man.
Get what, bro? Like, before I even just shook Gilt's hand and we became close, bro, I used to just watch Gilt, bro, like, and folks always say, y'all twin, y'all look alike. That's your twin. You look like Big Gilt.
Yeah.
But that's your twin. So I just be like, yeah, they're twins.
You know, exactly.
And bro, he inspirational for a couple of reasons. Cause, you know, beside rap, I look at what he do on the entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
He own a lot of shit. I don't know if they pay attention.
Yeah.
Gilt got shit everywhere, man.
Exactly.
Like a lot of businesses, bro. And I be saying in my head, you see folks might overlook and don't see it. But you know it take money to open something.
Come on now.
You know it take real money to do certain shit,
come
right?
Come on now.
So I be looking at that. See, they looking at an Instagram picture with a telephone or money.
Exactly.
Or they looking at a certain car. Or they looking at, but I'm looking at this yard out here with all this land right here.
Come
with
on.
These two Doberman pigeons or canines, whatever he be having out here. I'm looking at all that kind of, like, man, okay.
Exactly.
I want to be like that for my family. That gonna set it up. So,
come on.
Like, I used to listen to him. I used to listen to CeeLo. I done seen been around the CeeLo.
Yeah.
I done listen to the Outkast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, me coming up, so being around certain people doing that, bro, like, damn, they just like me. And
exactly.
I feel like they act like me. Like, they don't act like they these super,
Hollywood.
Yeah, they still who they is, but
exactly.
They know who they is.
And everybody
know who they is.
Shit.
I just left breakfast with them this morning, you know what I'm saying? I just left the 50-year hip-hop capture breakfast.
Yeah.
Out there with the mail.
Yeah, shout, what up, though, New Face?
Shout out New Face. And that's I was just finna speak on New Face. Face, the reason I was there.
Come on now.
New Face invited me. And
exactly.
A lot of stuff, bro, I get a lot of invites on. I don't just take them.
Yeah.
I appreciate them, but I don't just go.
Yeah.
But lately, bro, like, a lot of things that I've been involved in, bro, like, I got a shot at New Face. He'll always invite me, bro. He don't leave me out, bro. He always acknowledge my work and what I done did. He know more stuff that I done did that I forgot about than anybody I know, bro. Like, so shout out to New Face, man. Like, real dude, bro.
Yeah.
Like, know what I mean? Like, the people like the Droz, the young Droz, I used to watch them be like, but Droz done took off.
Yeah.
Because I know Droz back from
before
rap, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, dang, Droz done took off, boy.
Yeah.
The boy the one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The boy Quintain done gone. They out of here. You know, we thinking like that then.
Yeah.
It just was crazy, bro. Then I had my buddy Black Boy from over there in the hood, you know, Ward Boys,
okay,
Red Man and Sean Cooper, you know, they were doing their thing.
Yeah.
So to see, just to see people do it, bro, before me, I just scrappy.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He from the same hood. They're my brother too. So to see that it can really happen, like, I'm like, boy, I finna, that's motivation. And to still be able to see these same people right now, bro, you're like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody still doing their thing, how they doing their life.
That's right.
It's just motivation, bro. It just let me know that everybody can. And that's why I took initiative to keep that going with how I move in my career. I'm gonna help people, bro. Like, I got a bad habit of just saying, I ain't gonna do it, but do it.
Yeah.
I got a bad habit, bro, of saying, I ain't doing that shit no more, bro. I can't take this no more. I ain't showing myself no more.
Yeah.
I argue with my team.
Yeah.
They be, Jewel, you need to stop doing this. Then somebody call me, bro, and, boy, I got this. And I be looking at it like, damn, but I ain't trying to. You got to go.
They need me.
But then I be looking like, bro, the song hard. And, bro, what if it happened for him tomorrow?
Come on.
Then they be like, bro, you going to look at everybody like that? You're like, I don't post to, but it's hard not to.
Well, nah, the thing is, I'm going to just be real about this industry. Because, see, I'm one of those guys. First of all, I have to salute you and Lay at the same time, too. Because when I go over my timeline and I go to the beginning of it, y'all were some of the first folks to come in and fuck with me just to lend y'all star power to the show.
Forever.
But my thing is that you try to help everybody. Because for me, what I done seen in my career, I done tried to help everybody I done came across. And then the people that I don't help wind up being the super damn stars. And I'm like, I was just tired that day. I didn't know.
Right.
Or I just couldn't do it that day.
Right.
It wasn't no beef. It wasn't nothing crazy. I just wasn't able to help that damn day. But it seemed like when you take off that damn day and don't help,
right,
it's the day that your ass should have been on helping.
I say that when I'm doing anything, I'd be like, damn, man. I said I'm going to go to the studio tonight, or I'm going to push up over there and fuck with bro tonight, or I'm going to stop at the event tonight.
Yeah.
Then some just be like, throw me off, what I have my son, this, and then I say, well, I ain't going to go tonight. I always can go next time. But that time I don't go, the person or the people that I wanted to see be at the spot, or the people I be like, damn, I supposed to went tonight. Even when I go to the house sometime, bro, I be done left studio a couple times.
Yeah.
I go home, and I be done got so used to letting being around people who got normalized, bro.
Yeah.
And
they showing
my fame and my work. This is my occupation. I don't go to people's jobs, bro.
Yeah.
And I can't, because that's their job, workplace. I can't go to where they work their 8, their 12 hours at and tell them to do nothing.
Because
they got to do what their job title is.
Exactly.
But it's like when it comes to my occupation, everybody put in their head what my title, what I can do, what my time frame is. I might say I'm just leaving the studio. I can go here or there. Oh shit, where you finna go? Bro, I ain't no telling where I finna go. Bro, what we doing? Bro, I ain't never not done.
Yeah.
My job occupation, bro, is 24 hours. Like 7 days a week, 3, 6, ain't no telling. When every day that I don't do nothing, that's a day that I supposed to did something.
Come on now.
Every single day, what I'm having fun, when I'm at the club drinking, guess what I'm doing? I just took some money from me because I could have been doing this and rapping and making me some money.
Exactly.
But the people around you devalue on that because they don't see that in you because they just see this. Exactly. But they understand, bro, this how I live my life right here.
This how I make it happen.
Yeah, we can't just go in the hospital or we can't just go in the goddamn dentist.
Exactly.
Or we just can't go in the goddamn the mall.
Come on.
Just go in the athlete room. We can't just go in here. I can't go in there and do what I want to do in y'all establishment, but folks feel like I'm an artist. Oh, you ain't got nothing going on. What you doing? Just chilling? When I say I'm chilling, that means I just ain't doing something right at this minute.
Exactly.
Ain't no telling who finna call my phone. Ain't no telling where I can go. Every day, bro, is somewhere for me to be in their world. When I'm chilling, every day is something for me to be doing. So I blame a lot on myself, too, for giving people that much time to even learn how to finesse their way of working they move.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because me, I'm just an easygoing person, bro. I got a big heart, bro. My heart just said that in one of my songs.
Yeah.
I be spamming people too much. My heart too big for my chest. You know what I'm saying? It is, bro. Like, it too big.
Now, I got to ask you this in the current events section of things. Thug Trial just started, man.
Yeah. I be praying for Slime, bro. He going to get out.
Come on, man. What are your thoughts on all that just to see how everything's going?
I want everybody to come home, man. I free everybody. But Slime, Thug, bro, I'm praying for him because he ain't what they trying to put him out to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? No, he ain't that. And a lot of shit, bro, they doing, bro, it just looking like you got a vendetta or some, against somebody, bro. Everybody fuck up, bro. Don't get me wrong. She done fucked up.
Yeah.
That judge done fucked up before.
Yeah.
Everybody made mistakes and did shit, but to try to make somebody highlight something on somebody and stick, that judge probably became a judge because he changed. She probably changed. A lot of people change, bro. Everybody can change and not even change for what they saying years. I'm saying, boy, I probably ain't even on, man, ain't on it. I rap, bro. I don't, everybody say shit with this entertainment, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody say shit down me and rap. Everybody say shit that ain't true. Every rapper in the world don't say something that ain't. Don't give a damn who they is.
Yeah.
Everybody gonna put a little extra on they shit.
Entertainment.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody, bro. I got the same pair of shoes a lot of people got.
Come on.
Whether they got damn whoever name they are. But
yeah.
I hear somebody say, I paid $3,000 for them. Man, them motherfuckers couldn't have called $3,000. I just paid $300. How you paid $3,000? You know what I'm saying? But it just, you know, that just what's going on. But, man, I just feel like he gonna wag it. He gonna wag it because the more people be against you, bro, God, I always find a way, a little hole to bring you out of it.
Come on.
No matter how bad shit be looking, I've been folks on their deathbed, bro, and they be like, damn, this thing, you know, it's folks standing up telling you their story about it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I just pray, bro. And me, I'm a person, bro, a lot of folks show concern and show that they want to, show they concern and support to get likes and for attention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They do it just so certain people around him can see it.
Yeah.
Or certain people around the family, hopefully he see it.
Yeah.
They do certain shit, but bro, really, people ain't got to do certain shit for the internet to show your love or your support or your concern.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know him for real. You know, I know him for real. I know his family. I'm really been praying since it first happened. You know what I'm saying? I send my little.
Yeah.
If it get to him, I know it get to him in spirit because he know how I am.
Exactly.
He know me. People who know me, bro. I am. Fuck shit, there ain't nowhere in my name. A hater, nowhere in my name.
Come
wishing
on,
bad
man.
On nobody, ain't nowhere in my lane, bro. That's what they do to me.
Ooh.
And they mad that I overshadow that shit. And
exactly.
That become a problem to people, bro. But that ain't my fault. But like this situation, bro. That shit up to the big God, bro.
Exactly.
It ain't up to it. The lad is up to the lad, and it ain't over to the fat lady sign, bro. That's what my mom used to tell me.
50 years of hip hop question. Look like money drops in Atlanta, man. How do you feel about that city then, man, when that damn song dropped? What was the vibe? Who were some of the contemporaries that you was rocking with at that time? And can you describe that time to be alive for me, sir?
When I dropped Look Like Money?
Yeah.
Man, bro, this time, bro. We just were doing shit.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was going to do what it did like that, bro. When we dropped Look Like Money, we just in the car listened to some beats.
Yeah.
And happened. I listened to the beat. Fathead was like, but it was hard. I was like, man, that's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Then I come up, what I'm going to say on it? It was dun, 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 dun. Then I go like, everywhere I go, everywhere I be, I don't even talk. Because I'm thinking like shit I'm doing for real.
But exactly.
The whole catch to that record, bro, I'm making money at this time, but I ain't have no paper like that. Not no real. That's why I said, as you noted, bro, I never said
like
I had
money.
No money.
Yeah.
I said I look, walk, talk, and smell like money. I never said I had no fucking money.
My
in that
God.
Song.
Yeah.
Everywhere, that's what made the song so universal to the world, bro, because you ain't got to have no money to look
Come
like
on.
Some money. You go get you a T-shirt from Walmart, long you clean, you free, you wake up and bathe,
Thanks.
Man.
Exactly.
You smelling good, you feeling like money, bro.
Come on.
They got you a new car, you feeling like money.
Woo.
Got you a pair of new crops you like, feeling
Come
like
on.
Money. They can be $2.
Come on.
Feeling like money, bro. Ain't bad. Nobody else feeling how you feel.
Exactly.
Feeling like money. Now, and it motivate you to get you some money.
Come on.
Now, if you already got some money, it really your anthem.
See that?
You know what I'm saying?
See that?
Like, it fit there. And, bro, that song is still big for us, the people. But that song supposed to have been so much bigger with endorsements. You got dealerships, bro, that car. But looking like money, the car. You got perfume and fragrance. Smell like money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got salons and all type of... I just didn't have the right, you know what I'm saying? But now I know, you know what I'm saying?
But hell, you can still work that move now,
oh,
Joe.
Yeah. I finna, hey man.
Yeah.
I had a special person on the remix Look Like Money, right?
Yeah.
And I had a couple folks on it.
What?
Big name. But we didn't never do with it. But it seemed like now, that song still what it do. So
that's
what
a 50-year move. That's a 50-year move of
hip hop. I finna make that move.
Ooh,
yeah, it's a big powerful name. One of the main names that's getting highlighted for the 50 years of hip hop. One on
what?
Yeah, yeah. And one on who did it for me did the remix. One of the biggest dudes out of Miami. So I might put them together. Put them together and just have one hard thing. It's 50 years of hip hop, man.
Deluxe.
Why? Everybody else doing it.
Exactly.
Everybody else doing it.
No, why? We need that.
I got to do it. Because at the end of the day, why not, bro? It's just going to sit there and go to, I can't let something this big that's been in my catalog go to waste.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm getting older, wiser, and get what? They still loving me like I'm just starting, bro. And that's what give me the energy to keep doing it.
Okay, but that Atlanta at that time, though, man, how do you feel about the city?
I just feel like Atlanta, when I dropped Look Like Money, bro, it was more of a party. It was more of a, it's still a party city, but it was more of a fun city. It was more of a fun atmosphere. It wasn't too tough, all the beef shit going on, who got the mo, who clicked, the gang shit went more. You know what I'm saying? But it was more like music meant something.
Yeah.
Right now, everybody do music. So it like, they just play with shit. Nigga, I'm dropping it today, bro. It used to be a formula of how you drop the music back then.
Yeah.
It used to be a formula of who finna drop an album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not somebody who just started rapping next week, I finna drop my album. How? Like, you gotta, like, an album come from people learning your music, learning you, building your fan base. Now, it's time for this whole project. It's some people, bro, who just they hood say, they hard, or the people around them tell them, that's a hit, bro. Yeah. It don't go like that, bro. Mm-hmm. That's the case. I have everything I got in my computer be a hit, bro.
Come on, man.
But people just tell them what they want to know for what they want to spend on them or where they feel like they going to go. Some folks don't really believe in people. They just believe it can do what this can do, and they goals don't be what you think. You know what I'm saying? Some people go just to get the girls to like them.
Come on.
Some people go just to get the streets thinking they getting money.
Come on.
Some people go like to be successful, bro. Yeah. Some people go just you to get them in the light. They just want to be in the light. They don't care about the money. They want the light. See, I done been in that mind state when I was younger.
Yeah.
Until I realized it ain't even about the light, bro. The light come with it. It's about the money. The light gonna come with it. The girl gonna come with it.
Exactly.
Everything else gonna come with focusing on getting the money.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So the scene were way more together back then, bro, for a unity too.
Yeah.
Right now I feel like so much success happened in our city, it divided people, bro. It made it people, cause you never know people's true colors until they get what they want to be in life. Till they get
money. What does that success do to folks? What have you seen that success do to folks out here, Jewel?
It changed people, bro. It changed people when they get successful, and it changed people if they fail.
Now let's go down both them streets.
See, when you get successful, right? You feel like you can say and do the shit you always been wanting to do to people. You can show people your true colors. When you successful, you really can shit on the people that you really know were there for you. You really can do the shit that you always wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? When you got money and it can get covered up because people don't care about real no more. They only care about the money. So a lot of people get the money and people ain't never even noticing, damn, buddy right there the reason he got that money. Or she the reason he got that money. Cause get what? They in a fucked up position now cause they got fucked over by the money. But you don't never know that cause you looking at the fancy shit and all the other shit. And you giving him a title that real, but you don't even know the whole details of behind it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because his success, you looking at that.
Yeah.
So now he in a position where he ain't got to answer to nobody.
Yeah.
I ain't got to tell the truth. I'm here now. The truth don't matter.
Yeah.
My success speaking for itself. So folks look at judge success different. Now when you fail, when folks fail, they tend to be mad at the folks who made it. Because they ain't did the same thing. They feel like, dang, how he get there? Now they trying to see your route that it getting there. Now they analyzing who helped you. He ain't do it on his own. They want to tear you down because it didn't go as planned for them. You know what I'm saying? And these people with the money. A lot of people have money and get mad at folks who grinding without no money. A lot of folks get mad just because folks won't help them who got money. A lot of folks, when they fail, bro, they start pointing a finger, this and that. I ain't never did that, bro. I go point for help. I go ask for some help like a man.
Yeah.
But you know what? People try to make it look like you something wrong with that, bro. Everybody don't got some help.
Can't even ask for help.
Bro, everybody don't want to somebody for some help.
Come on.
And that's why I get what? I don't like handouts, bro. So get what I rather do. I work. Exactly. And I always work to where I end up really can say, you owe me. Because I'm always do more work than your money can ever pay for.
And see, another thing too, Jude, what just struck me based off of what the hell you was just saying, even when it comes to asking for help, guess what, nigga? If we was all working together, you wouldn't have to ask for help.
Right, bro.
Because we all going for the same thing. And guess
but
what?
A lot of people, together. A lot of people always want more, bro. Like right. More. Everybody, so a lot of folk want more.
Yeah.
It ain't even about together. It's wrong. I wanna be the man. I wanna be the man.
Yeah. Like, the Indian chief.
Yeah, a lot of folk want more, bro. And a lot of folk hate to see. You know what the most crazy thing, bro? You know how many folks will tell you, but you gonna get it. Yeah. But your time coming. You deserve it, bro. You know, bro, don't be the main folks jealous and mad at you when your time start coming. Or when they see you getting it. Don't be the main people, because I'm saying happy mad, bro. Don't be a lot of people like that, bro. They'll be like, bro, when you get it, that you can't. And then help, bro, ain't always good, bro. Mm. I learned that, too. Sometimes people help you to hurt you. Some people help you. You can't even post a burger on your page. Oh, boy, I gave him that, but he a burger, bro. He ain't. I ain't gave him my little bit back. Hey, burger, you ain't post a burger? I can't post a burger? A burger. Damn, you got them out of town. You out of town on the water, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he on the beat down, bro. Shit, I just gave him. That ain't got nothing to do with that, bro. I'm going to live my life and do me regardless, but if certain people only want to be involved to tear that down, bro, because they know how people love you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, bro, success and failure is two things, boy. They both can make people evil as hell. But me personally, I just learned to work harder, bro, if I feel that song. I never failed out my ideas, really, bro.
Yeah.
That's why the little I'm doing now, and it ain't a little, the little I think is little, is so much now. Because I thought the little I was doing was nothing, but now I appreciate myself, bro.
Exactly.
I appreciate my resource. I appreciate the people that fuck with me. I appreciate it more now, because I see now, boy, it was time I was looking in the room, bro. I was just me, bro. Everybody who I gave my heart to or gave my, you know what I'm saying, trust to, they shitted on me. I'm like, damn, bro, how the hell I can go on through this?
Yeah.
But they ain't even thinking about the even. So when I seen that, bro, just let me know, bro. Appreciate you more, bro. Appreciate what you done, where you came from, bro. Look at where you started at in music. Mm-hmm. And look at the people that are saying your name now. It ain't got to be the world, bro. That's a big world to me of people that's doing it, though. And I appreciate that, bro. And that what got me going. And my family, I learned to be around my family more, too, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My immediate family.
Yeah.
People jealous, bro. Like, people want your life, bro.
Ooh.
And mad your life ain't going as theirs. And they try to calculate everything about yours, bro, because it ain't there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to step away and focus on the ones who really love you if you lose it all today.
How do you always manage to keep it real with the hood and your people, though, Jude? Because the love ain't never went nowhere, man.
I don't know nothing there, bro, because I always like to see, again, I like to see people win, bro.
Yeah.
I like just kick it, bro. That's just me.
Yeah.
I learned that from my family, bro. My mama, my stepdad, big time, and he like that. He the most humblest folk.
Yeah.
He get money, though. He a grinder. He gonna work his ass off.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna never stop working, bro.
Yeah.
Like, never. Like, he can work all day and night. He going to another job. Like, never stop being a giver, bro. Like, never. You know what I'm saying? I got little sisters, bro. I mean, a little sister like that own 9 acres of land before I even own 9 acres of land.
My God.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I do everything else. I wasn't even going to see my little sister, bro, until I had to go see my little sister. You know, stuff like that, bro, make me like, realize what's important and what ain't, bro.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, 50 years again, but I'm fast-forwarding it from Look Like Money Atlanta to Rich Gang Atlanta with Thug, and y'all out here jamming and mobbing around town. What was that Atlanta like from the one that you was wet behind your ears getting to that industry?
Oh, no.
This time you were hogging the game, and now Lil Bro done blew up in this thing.
Man, it was amazing seeing it. Like, honestly, I was like, damn. Especially how big he got so fast.
Yeah.
And he got me around Birdman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not that I haven't been around Bird. And I haven't seen Wayne, I think, a couple times before in the pad, but he actually got me in the room. I'm on a record with Stunner.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a big thing, bro, to even be attached with something like that, bro. That's why I say, no matter what, bro, folks think or say, I'm always respectful for Thug, and I always support him for what he did for me. Yeah. That opened up a way bigger door, way bigger avenue for me to this day. That's still one of the biggest records I'm on.
Yeah.
Birdman and Thug, and I went crazy, you know what I'm saying? And Bird shot the video, bro. They could have did the song and never shot the video. It's folks ain't even biggest. It's folks that never get biggest. Thug and Birdman act like they don't want to they didn't want to shoot a video at first. Now the same people that hear songs and music and videos, they want to flood me now with all the old shit, and I ain't even talking about that no more. I ain't even got that car no more. I ain't even did this no more. And it's like, I usually just jump. Now, bro, this a whole new situation.
Yeah.
Some people deserve that. Some people I had to step back and I couldn't get the work done and we still got to go do some shit. I still got to, you know, some verses I got to do, but that's better for them because I'm in a better situation.
Come on now.
That's better. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If we ain't got some unfinished business, anybody know me, bro, I always made it better for you at the end.
Come on now.
I always did way more than I should have did, even when I'm doing it. Whatever I'm doing for people anyway, bro, is always a blessing. I never charged really nobody what I honestly worth a charge, bro. Yeah. I down there let folks make their own price. It just, that ain't going on this time.
When you saw the money in the game change, though, for the young folks that came later on, man, what was going through your mind then? Because I do recall you saying you seeing some checks that blew your damn mind.
Shit.
That
was going on. Shit. What Allie, why used to say, ooh, shit.
Allie, what up?
Boy, I see some of them folk chat, man.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, what's up, Allie? Love you, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
But for real. But that shit blow my mind, bro. Like, to see that much they getting this kind of money. But it make me happy because I know I don't want to get in their lane. I'm letting them do them. I don't want to. You ain't got to compare me to none of them. I salute them.
Yeah.
They are on a whole nother bracket, bro.
Yeah.
But they don't make them different. They just got a different situation. Shit exactly. changed.
Yep.
It's just like back then, bro, we had flip phones. It ain't no flip phones
exactly.
no more. But they still got phones.
They still got a phone.
Everybody still got a phone.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? Some people going to get the updated phone, the best phone. Some people just long the bitch ring or and dial out. That's all I want.
Come on.
But you know what I'm saying? So it's just different. It just... That's how I just look at it. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you dead as them.
Now, answer me this, though. With them young men getting that kind of money fast.
But I do look at it as, with them getting that kind of paper, it make it easy for me to get that kind of paper, too.
That's right.
Not what they getting, but they getting it out.
Exactly.
So get what? They getting it out. They just opened up an avenue for everybody to get rich. Even if you had money, if you... had money back then and fucked it up, you still can come in now. The money they getting now, you still can get money now.
Yeah.
And they done made it what we spoke on earlier. It ain't no age on music no more, bro.
Come on.
They done got it now where you can just have fun with music, bro.
Come on.
And the women winning right now, you know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You can just say some shit. Long as the people like it and you market it the right way, shit, you a star.
Come on. Now, I got to ask you this, though, too, on some 50 years of Atlanta time. When you looked up and you saw... Thug and Lucci, they catching Ricos. You're seeing Rah-Rah pass recently. You're seeing Trouble pass. You're seeing Takeoff pass. You're seeing Bankroll pass. You're seeing so many folks leaving the game. And it started to get dark outside. You see what I'm saying as far as the music industry was concerned. How did that make you feel as an OG, remembering when you came in and it was so goddamn fun to now to where it's like, man, this thing has been through some things. Life done hit hip-hop now.
Just to let you know, bro, it real out here.
Yeah.
Like, it can happen to you.
Yeah.
Like, why people, like, think shit a game and taking sides and encouraging shit to get worse, bro. Like, that's somebody's child, bro. That's somebody's son. That's somebody's daughter, bro. That's somebody's grandma. That's somebody's auntie. That's somebody's niece. Whatever it may be, bro. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Some shit we can't control or we can't stop, but certain shit we can avoid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that shit just let me know, bro, like, ain't no bullet got no name on it, bro. It don't matter how big you are, how famous you are, how small you are, bro. Everybody can die, bro. Anybody can get hurt. Anybody can get robbed, bro. Anybody can get their chain snapped. Anybody can get killed at the store.
Yep.
Anybody can get a car wreck and die. Anybody, bro. Not just folk who speed and who driving crazy. You can be driving perfect.
My grandma got hit coming home from church and leg amputated, had to put it back on. She survived, but it took her for a wild ride.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it be shit like that, bro. Like, you never know, bro. So with all that going on, it's just showing you, bro, Yeah. Nobody know they day or how they gonna leave.
Yeah.
So it like, why speed it up? We all got to go anyway, bro. A lot of times we be speeding up trying to be bigger than who we is or be rah-rah and ain't cool with apologize, ain't cool with letting shit go. Yeah. But it cool to dead that shit down a little bit, bro.
Yeah.
Cool to live another day, cool to live longer.
Yeah.
A lot of folk like dying too young, bro. Like we ain't even seeing 50, bro. Rappers don't even see. Boy, so it's like being a blessing to be here to tell these folks,
exactly.
It's a blessing to be in here and say, do that, bro. Yeah, nah, you ain't got to do that, bro.
Come on.
It's a blessing to be like that, bro.
Yeah.
Like, cause get what? Folk want to see these folk get all that money and still bear to see their kids and their grandchild older.
Exactly. Like,
look how many folk don't die, bro, don't made all that money, and you don't know how they family doing with the money, cause you don't know if they did them right by the money.
Yeah.
You don't know, but you know when them folk were living, they just was scraped. They family was scraped. You know what I'm saying? Folks done took a lot of head of the households, bro, meaning by the best finance blessing they gonna ever get.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Or they ever had to that day.
Exactly.
It just stopped, bro. Yep. That can fuck people up mentally, bro, like, and physically, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. I think about a lot of my people, bro, every day, bro, and it like, I got that mental illness real, bro.
It's real.
I done caught that, and I mean shit before, where I have a breakdown thinking in my head, but in my position, bro, I'm the leader to a lot of people, so I can't let them see me broke down.
Exactly.
That's why so many people never think I be really going through what I go through, bro, because I always be the good voice for them or the good energy for their situation, or I came through for them with something, so they think I'm rich when you don't even know what I had to do to get that for you.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? I don't did that more in my situation. Then I get back and sit in my car, I'm like, now let me get me straight.
Exactly.
And the harder part to do is get the smallest shit for me.
Exactly.
I can do the biggest shit for people, and I can make the biggest shit happen for people in the world, bro.
Yeah.
For everybody, I go out my way.
Yeah.
But the smallest shit be the hardest shit for me to get done from people around me, bro.
My God. Moving forward, Jug, what you got to tell your fans?
I appreciate y'all. I got so much coming for y'all.
Come on now.
Back in that mode out right now, going crazy. I appreciate everybody that's been supporting. The Spot single going crazy. The video coming soon. Shouts out my brother Pale.
Yes,
we got
sir.
An album dropping January the 12th.
Crazy.
Produced by Norton B. I'm talking about going crazy. We got the I Know single out now. Trim going crazy right now. Pale dropping his tape.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, matter of fact. Return of the Teddy Ground. Hey, man, we just got so much going on right now, bro. I got the Mr. Two Verse Shouted 2 with Zay Tovin finna drop.
Come on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple big features that I already got stuff in the tuck. And I got a couple artists that I'm working with that's still got Jewel Light Teasy with the Marja. We still working that. We finna really crank that back up, because the city need that. Make Atlanta Jug again. We just stop all that killing, man. It's time to make Atlanta Jug again. Day by day.
And
you know what I'm saying? BB Freshy Rose, Lil Wonk, over 800.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got Lil 800.
Okay.
We got Lil Bugatti, who I was telling you about, Lil I8. Oh, man. Hey!
Yeah.
We got OG Maul. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
What
you
up,
know
Maul? Maul? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, Moneymaker got their thing going on. We got our thing going on. So, we got Maul, got Lil Jim, too, over there, too. We got a couple folks over there doing their thing. Shouts out to Lacour. You know, we always going be piped over there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Best
Thanks.
Food in the city.
Come on now.
$2 Thursday. You can get everything you want for $2. Ew. You ain't got to have three. No tax. No, pull up. Yeah.
Answer me this, though, too, Jude. What I'm seeing, though, I'm seeing the energy in the city, even extending from that Falcons game, man. I felt an energy of OGs enjoying themselves again, saying, you know what, nigga, let's goddamn crank this bitch the fuck up. And without no hesitation, without no apprehension, it's like, we here.
Hey, man, Atlanta really can be way, and we big, no?
Yeah.
We big, but you got to think it's a lot of mixture, too. A lot of people here.
Yeah, yeah.
But us as a whole, just Atlanta people, a lot
exactly.
of people ain't even from Atlanta, bro. And, you know, they claim Atlanta.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, because we just that type of powerful,
exactly.
impacted city. But the Atlanta people and the people that is born, like, sworn
city
in Atlanta,
folk,
however.
Yeah.
Atlanta, bro, we really were together and just throw away all the small little bullshit, hate, the inner jealousy. Bro, ain't nothing bigger than us.
Come on.
Ain't nothing bigger than us, bro. Bigger than us, bro. We done made it through a lot of situations, bro. We done had a lot of good people, a lot of successful people come from this turf right here, bro.
Yeah.
We done had a lot of people, and we done had a lot of division. We done got divided by a lot of bullshit, too, that could have been avoided by a lot of shit that could have made the city bigger.
Come on, man.
Because you got a lot of people that stand in the middle, bro, and play part instead of trying to goddamn be the glue.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers try to be the slug hammer, bro, instead of being the glue.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
How can they contact you, Jug?
At Jugman, ENT, JUUGMANENT. Hey, I got everything going, all my links. We going up, and I'm going to have, I finna put the management and all that on my IG, on my bio, so y'all can go to the bio and get all other information, all other booking info and all that. Hit the email. You know what's happening. New music on the way. Appreciate y'all. Shouts out to B-High for having me.
1,000. It's
up there. Shouts out to Baby Jug and my two daughters.
Come on.
You know what I mean? Hey, it's up there, man.
Jug, B-High Radio, shout it. Holla at y'all in a minute, man. We gone.